Track work. This time, Rob Nicholson's with us. He was out at Caulfield this morning. How are you, Rob?
Not too bad at all, Nadia. Nice to be with you. And it was a pretty successful weekend overall for a lot of the Caulfield trainers with a couple of wins and a couple of placings.
Definitely. Well, let's talk first of all about Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace's stable. They've got quite a few engaged.
They do. They've got a number of horses engaged to run on Saturday, but I would say they're most looking forward to seeing Black Sail go around again on Saturday, and it worked quite nicely this morning over 800 metres in a very comfortable 54.24 and cruised home the last 400 metres in 25. It was much more of a maintenance gallop than anything else, but the horse has really hit its straps in its last few runs, and you would expect that with a little bit of luck that Black Sail can certainly run another terrific race. It's entered into the benchmark 84 handicap on Saturday, and with all things being equal, you would expect him to at least run top three. And the way that the stable are talking, you would be hoping very much that he'd be winning again. Aside from Black Sail, you've got a number of horses, Royal Performance, Grand Crown, Rudiger, Kaching, and Dream Big, all nominated to run on Saturday, and they pretty much prepared at many venues this morning. Royal Performance, Grand Crown, no, sorry, Royal Performance, Rudiger, and Kaching all headed out to Pakenham this morning, and Royal Performance worked over 1,200 metres nicely. Kaching worked over 1,000 very well, and also Rudiger worked over 800 metres this morning out there at Pakenham, and reports were that they were very solid indeed. Dream Big and Grand Crown both worked at the beach at Warrnambool for the stable, and they seem to be having quite a deal of success by doing that, Nadia, each week, and they've got quite a number of horses that are really finding a new lease on life when they've headed down there. It freshens them right up, and they seem to run out of their skin when they get back to the races. They're mainly the best chances at Flemington. Black Sail, I think Royal Performance will run a big race, and Kaching certainly a very capable galloper who can run another strong race. They've got Jewelry Letter and Here to There nominated to run both in the Camperdown Cup on Saturday, and Jewelry Letter just did a bit of work on the treadmill this morning, and Here to There was another one that just went out to Pakenham for a bit of light work. So they've got a strong contingent running Saturday. Up at Sydney, they've got All Too Royal going around in the Benchmark 88 or the Colts and Geldings Benchmark 78 over 11 or 1200 metres. The horse worked exceptionally well this morning. It galloped very strongly over 1000 metres and came home the last 400 in 24.29. While their main chance up in Sydney would have to be Igniting Nadia, who finished last start on debut behind Movie Roll, and also beat home Hightail, who placed in the two-year-olds classic up there in the Magic Millions. So the form around the horse is terrific. He had a gallop this morning over 852.13 and really improved his last 400 to run home in 24 flat. They're very, very confident that Igniting can win and be a small compensation for Dubious being beaten at the post in the Magic Millions, unfortunately, last weekend, Nadia. So in Sydney, I'd certainly be having a very close look at All Too Royal and Igniting for the Maher and Eustace stable.
What's Mick Price got in?
Mick Price has got a number of good horses in. He's got Ocean X, who's a really progressive filly, Nadia, as you've seen, and she's nominated to go around in the three-year-old Benchmark 70 handicap over the 2,000 metres. She prepared with more of a maintenance gallop than anything else this morning, Nadia. Keeping her fit and healthy and solid in solid form is what the stable's about, and worked the mile in evens and ran home her last 400 in 24.12. You'd expect that she'd be fairly competitive again. She seems to improve with each outing, and I can't see any reason why she can't win, if not at least run top three. So the win would certainly be a good result for the stable. Aside from that, Mastering was very, very impressive this morning, Nadia. He's been in good form, and although he just fell in last start, he'll run around in the Benchmark 84 over the 1400, and he galloped very strongly this morning over 1000 metres. improved dramatically from the last 600 metre, and his last 400 was in the quickest of the morning, 22.65. So I think he's certainly in terrific form, and there's no reason why he can't win either. Mick Price has also got Heptagon, who in the same race as Mastering, and he finalised his preparation at Warrnambool this morning, and reports are that he's in very good order. While lightly raced galloper Langro is in the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1200 metres. He ran second to Star Fall last start, and he's getting up 6 years of age, but he's only had 8 starts, Nadia, so he gets about 1 or 2 runs a year by the look of it. But his work's been terrific, and he had an 800 metre gallop this morning in Evens and really improved his last 600 and came home his last 400 in 23.44. So if he can stay sound, he's certainly a chance of running top three and once again being a winning chance for the stable.
What about Lloyd Kennewell's horses?
Yeah, Lloyd's got the underrated Heart of a Lion going around in the Kensington Stakes at listed level on Saturday, and he's been running well, finished third last start at listed level, and they believe, although he's getting up there in age, he's evergreen and keeps turning up. He is 9 years of age, but he had a nice easy jump out at Caulfield this morning against some nice horses, and just finished a nice fifth. Wasn't asked to do too much, keeping plenty of juice in the tank, and I think he can run quite well. Wouldn't be surprised if he does finish in the top three once again, Nadia. He's one of those horses that just keeps bobbing up and getting into the placings at odds, so he's certainly one to keep in mind for the weekend.
And then we have a look at the next event, next trainer, with Clinton McDonald, who's got some in.
Yeah, he's got a couple of nice horses, Nadia. He's got Biz with Clint going around in the, believe it's the English Dash. He's also got Costello nominated to run in the benchmark 64 handicap over the 1300 metres. And Ribeye, who is certainly been a bread and butter horse for the stable, he's going around in the benchmark 84 handicap, and I would expect him to be going quite nicely as well. Biz with Clint worked over 800 quite nicely, and worked home the last 400 in a nice solid gallop. Wasn't asked to do a huge amount of work in terms of his final 400, keeping a little bit up the sleeve. Costello was a good 800 metre gallop, and Ribeye worked over 1,000 in evens and improved home his last 400 metres, and they all hit the line quite nicely, and you'd expect all of them to be competitive on the weekend for Clinton, who has done fairly well with Ribeye, and Biz with Clint certainly seems to be a horse on the way up.
Okay, so that's Biz with Clint. What about Henry Dwyer's horse, who goes to Flemington?
Yeah, Tropezina, certainly a terrific horse. Was very impressive winning last start, and is aiming for a hat-trick of wins after winning prior to its start at Caulfield. She's a nice type, and she had a really nice short, sharp hit out this morning over 600 metres. Went the 600 in 39.02 and really cruised home the last 400 in 25.82. Wasn't asked to do too much at all. In terms of the way she's looking, she's holding her condition very well. And I would say that if she gets a nice run on Saturday, she'll be definitely a winning chance. Henry's got this horse going extremely well, and I'd expect her to be very competitive once again.
And also Colin Little?
Yeah, he's got a horse called Plum Pudding going to go around on Friday at Ararat, hopefully, and it worked quite nicely this morning. And he also had Vacillator return this morning, and it went around in the opening jump out. Was a nice soft one, wasn't asked to extend too greatly, and finished fourth, came up against quite a number of good horses. As I said, obviously Heart of a Lion was in the race. You had Inspirante for Kieran Maher, Global Exchange, and Pure Emotion for Clinton McDonald. So there were some good horses in there, and while they weren't really going too hard, Vacillator and Heart of a Lion, they certainly are on the right track. Heart of a Lion will run well, I would say, as I said earlier before, and Vacillator's certainly on a nice slow build-up towards an autumn campaign.
Who are the others that we can be following?
I certainly think that Horatio had a jump out this morning and can be a horse to follow going forward. And another one that went around this morning that should certainly do very well in the coming weeks is a horse called Newbury for Kieran Marr. I think it can go very well. So aside from them, on Saturday I'd be definitely having something on Tropezina. I think Heart of a Lion, at least as a place bet, would be a good value. Mick Price's pair, Ocean X and Mastering, are certainly winning chances, and you can't go too far wrong with Black Sail either, Nadia, for the Mara and Eustace. And if you want to go interstate, there's also Igniting and All Too Raw for the Mara and Eustace stable. So they've got some good chances. I would suggest that the best of them all this morning on their work was definitely Mastering, but I think Ocean X is certainly a horse that's progressive and definitely a winning chance.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
And do remember tomorrow on the Inner